Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Founder of No Sugar Mama. And I just had chills all over my body because I'm so excited to have her here. And she, I feel like we're soul sisters, right? And the reason I feel that way is because we went through not the same but similar journeys and then came out on the other side shining. And I'm going to bring on Lori to share what happened to her and how she was able to unveil the best version of herself. And of course, you know, we're all working on those versions, but she's doing pretty damn good, I'm going to tell you now. like no change necessary. So without further ado, let me bring on Lori Urbancic. Good morning, Dolly.
Oh, Jody, good morning to you and everybody. It truly is a pleasure, and I'm honored to be here.
Oh, it's likewise. It's an honor to have you here. So, you know, and it looks like we already have comments in the, whoops, hold on here. She says, I have Blog Talk on next to your Facebook. Awesome. Thank you, Naima. Now, if somebody wants, let me just do some housekeeping. So yep. Here's some housekeeping. If somebody wants to, we're doing things a little differently. If you want to call into the show or join the show, what have you, let me just do this banner. Oopsie. There's, I have you share on Podbean. And the only reason we're doing this is we're having some technicality issues with the other platform, and so I would be grateful if you would like to call in. What you do is you use the link, which is already in the thread, but you go to the Podbean link, and if you don't want to use the link, just type in Podbean and then self-care, and you can listen to the show, and there's a way you can make a request to speak. And then I just click on the link, and you can share. So, anyways, let me just do this call-in thing. So, we got it all set up. We are allowing call-ins. And I just want to just say what I think about call-ins.
Overdrive, all your hormones were in fight or flight, which meant this is what was happening with me, which I didn't know. The stomach is not able to digest food, right, because we're in a fight. The adrenals aren't hyper. The cortisol is pushing out, right? Our nervous system, you know, we can't rest and digest, right? We are in a fight. And, you know,
do you know what happens to the body after that?
Well, we're crashing, right?
Yeah. So I won't ask that question. I'll just tell you.
Tell me.
So when we're in that situation, and I don't know if this happened to you, it happens to many. When we are in fight or flight, we're in a traumatized state, and then we start eating, and we, especially if you're not rotating your food,
uh-huh.
Your body starts to see food as a predator.
Yeah.
And you get, of course, more inflammation and food sensitivities.
Yeah.
And it was through that, having those food sensitivities for 6 years. Well, 6 years where I was testing it. 6 years where I was testing it. Of course, I had it for 30 before then. But, you know.
Who's counting 30?
Right? And now I reverse those.
Yeah.
Using frequency medicine. But what people need to understand is that what happened to you and I.
Yeah.
And.
Serious.
It's very serious. And it's not a quick fix.
It's
right?
That's true. No.
And the only, I mean, quickly you can reverse food sensitivities. But then there's, even when you changed your diet, didn't you have to change your behavior?
All of it. And, you know, we're cracking into the world of functional medicine when we talk about this stuff, because especially in America, we have, I think, what Deepak Chopra calls a mono diet. And it's a great diet that helps us quickly go through our day, and we just eat the same foods over and over. So, I mean, I had my standard Greek yogurt with Ezekiel cereal, sprinkled some flax seeds and chia. I thought I was doing a good thing. That was my power meal on the train. Well, I ate it 5 days a week. And then my power meal at night was a salad, all cold, even in the winter, vegetables, you know, a lot of different vegetables, but cold. And so I was eating the same things all the time. And eventually, after I did take an early retirement, you know, I found out some of these things, because functional medical doctors go into your gut and they take a look and they see what's going on. You know, 75% of our immune system is in our gut, as you know, we know this now. And
you're studying brain health too, like I am, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A vagus nerve coming from the brain down into the gut, and that's controlling what's going on in our body and our life, right?
So I just want to connect dots and give you back the ball. Okay?
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, your gut is your second brain, right? Really not the penis, sorry, but
you heard it here, folks. Jody said it.
I said the P word. And you know, because, like, growing up, you know, girls were just, you know, anyways. Cancel. Okay, so we'll get right back on track.
Jody, it's
your second brain. And so if your gut is unhealthy with, you know, not enough bacteria and the diverse bacteria, your brain's not going to function and process, and you're going to say a word like penis on the air.
So we're like, kind of, you know, we've hit a few really relevant topics, because it's, you know, that's how health works. It's all these independent systems that come together, and we have this amazing body. But what was happening with me, and I didn't know it, I just knew I was working a lot of hours. My sleep was not enough. I mean, I did drink water. I was eating reasonably good, you know, like an 80-20, you know, 80% really good, and, you know, 20% having, you know, maybe the fast food or this or the that. And, you know, I wasn't owning my power, for sure, you know, which is another basic fundamental of health, because, you know, I gave myself into what I thought was my career and, you know, doing the best that I could to perform, because, you know, I work for an electric utility. It's regulated. There's regulators. There's all kinds of agencies. You know,
wait, pause.
Yeah.
You work for an electric utility?
Yeah, my 25-year career was for an electricity electricity sector, as it's called, and I work for a large corporation in Chicago, and it was electricity, the electricity business.
Oh.
Right. So.
Okay, I'm sorry, people don't know why I'm going, oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, you didn't know me then.
These are electric bodies,
yeah.
And so when we get exposed like that to crap, Lori,
EMF.
I never asked that question. You just kind of kept it to yourself. And, you know, I mean, not like we were diving into that. We had so many other fun things to talk about.
Sure.
But
that wasn't my
question. Yeah. So that upsets your microbiome. It's crap. And it can, not can, does clump your red blood cells as overexposure to electromagnetic frequencies. And when you're in all of that, that's just, you know, danger, right?
Yeah, well, and thinking about frequencies, I worked in a large building. So those large buildings that we see in these big cities, there could be 200 people on a floor. Each person has a computer. Each person has a cell phone. You know, and for a lot of people, big companies use a lot of consultants. And so you've got employees that have their own equipment, and then consultants often have a computer. You can have a floor with 200 people. There could be 400 computers. Everybody's got a smartphone, right? So you start, you know, adding up what goes on when we're in, you know, innocently doing our jobs, no matter where we're at. You know, we could be in a building that doesn't have proper ventilation. What are we doing with our water supply? And, you know, this is not just a company thing. This is just in our world, what's in our houses as well. You know, we don't, I really broke into a lot of things in my environment when I got really sick, you know. And I mean, what happened to me, just to finish out the story corporate-wise, is that the last 4 years of my career, I had rising symptoms that were happening to me. And what's a rising symptom? An ache in the knee that, you know, turns into like a spine that's going out of alignment. And so I was going to a chiropractor. It started out once a week, and I got to eventually three times a week. And sometimes I'd come back in from a business trip out of town, and I'd land at the airport, and I would go see a chiropractor as soon as I got off the plane, because my spine, you know, that's like our nervous system just, like, letting go, right? Like, it's kind of like when our spine has a subluxation, is what a chiropractor calls it, we've sort of, a way, blown our own circuit. You know what I mean? That vertebrae going out of alignment, when that happens, our organs are not receiving the signals that they need to do their job. And so when I was able to trace back years after I left that corporate environment, I knew my spine was out of alignment with subluxations that were affecting my organs. So my stomach wasn't producing the right acid, so it wasn't digesting the food properly. I knew I was passing fat out of my stool, and I only knew that after I worked with a functional medical doctor, because my stomach wasn't digesting. There wasn't enough acid to fully digest my food, which meant the nutrients were not being absorbed in my system. Which,
right.
Also,
some people have an input problem, and some people have a processing problem, and some people have both.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's tough when you have both of them, because, again, this goes on over time, right? This is not like one day it all breaks down. It's sort of like, you know, a gradual thing, and then one day it hits a point, and it's like when you're stacking cards, you know, we all played that house of cards. We're stacking the cards, and that last card, it hit. And so the last 4 years of my career, there was like this accumulation of varicose vein situations, spinal situations, wasn't sleeping properly. You know, my face had a lot of acne. That was coming from my gut because my microbiome was off. So my hormones also were off, and, you know, our hormones are everything. It's controlling everything in our body, our hormones. So all this was off, and when that starts to become off, then other things happen. And so the last year...
When your hormones are off, you become a B-I-T-C-H.
Well, I always did a lot of yoga and meditation. I felt like I was offsetting a lot of those kinds of things because of really sound practices. So it was kind of like neutralizing some things. So I don't know if I ever quite got to that kind of state.
Oh, I did.
You know, I didn't.
No, I did. You can ask my husband.
was always a poly purebred. I mean, people knew, you know, okay, we got to get this work done. They felt
poly purebred?
Sweet.
That's hilarious.
Sweet Polly, we're showing our ages. Sweet Polly purebred. I had a cell on my face turn into a mole that got dark. And my mother said, that mole looks dark. And I heard in her voice, get that checked out. And that I think, set in motion that my soul knew I needed a change and that I couldn't keep doing what I was doing, you know, that so many things had happened. And that turned out that there was melanoma in my mole, in my cheek. And that happened 1 year before I decided to retire at the age of 52. So at 51, I got a call on a Friday, you know, set it up, right? This is how it happened. I got a call on a Friday saying, there's something that you need to get checked. We found something in your mole. You're going to need to see a specialist. Call us on Monday. So this is Friday going into a 4th of July weekend. And I thought, oh, my God, do I have what happened? So I sat.
I went into you, basically, you retired right after 50.
52. At the age of 52, I said, I need to go.
Well, it's interesting because so I went on disability at the age of 50, right?
Yeah.
And it was 10 years ago. And I'm just, you know, so what occurs to me is most of us, not all of us, right, we were harmful to our bodies unknowingly, right?
Yes.
Cleaning supplies, food choices, and even if our food choices are good, like we spoke about, if we're not rotating those foods, our body starts to see those foods as a predator when we're under such stress. But by the time you're in your, for me, by the time I was in my 30s, I wasn't doing very well, and I was ignoring the signals that my body was giving me. And I think that if you would like to chat about that, I'm going to mention a couple of things. I would appreciate it because we are, I think, geared, programmed, whatever you want to say, to ignore the signals.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that if you're driving your flipping car and the signal goes on, like there's a problem, like, you know, the engine light, what have you, that kind of signal, you're not going to continue driving the car until you take it to the mechanic because you don't want to be stuck on the side of the road. And I want to ask people this question, and you can answer it or not. Do you listen to the signals, or have you always? And number two, why would you expect your body to work if you're not listening to those signals?
Yeah.
But you don't expect your car to work, but you expect your body to keep on going, and you're getting the signals that things aren't okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the signals you were getting, and how long did it take you to really say, oh, that's a signal my body's talking to me?
You know, right off the top of my head, I'd say there was a good the last 5 years of my career, I was getting signals. And, you know, there's a phrase one of my bosses used to say, and I think it really just helps frame this. I didn't mean to do it right. I did not mean to do it, but I didn't mean not to do it.
Well, because you're talking about living with intention.
Yes, Jody, and if this is a journey of self-love, when we really look at this, it's a self-love journey. I loved myself enough to do basic things to take care of me to a certain level, but I was putting other things ahead of my really, you know, my well-being, not only mentally, but, you know, physically and spiritually. I'm going to go into a spirituality, right, because it's mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, please go to spirituality. I'm all about it. So my website, I don't know if you've been on it lately. I mean, it's about reclaiming your spiritual health.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we're ignoring the physical, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I kept on thinking that I was doing enough to, like, take care of things. That, oh, this must just be, I'm at a stress point. You know, I don't feel well. You know, more varicose veins. You know, I probably had 20 varicose veins procedures over, like, a three-year period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of hurt, you know, with injections and lasers and, you know.
Yeah, I would use balanced essential oil and PEMF. No one's sticking shit in my body. But okay.
I do it.
It's okay. No judgment. I'm just saying I would do it differently.
Yeah. Chiropractic, absolutely. The once a week increased to three times a week. And then my knee was kicking in. My right knee, like Superman had, you know, a kryptonite, right? Well, my right knee, as I look back, was sort of that break point that said my spine was in some crisis, but I didn't know because I was still walking and I was able to carry things. And yet, what was happening with my right knee? It was sort of it's like a train. At some point, there's a caboose. My right knee was a sign, now I know. You know, years later, this is 7 years later, that was the spine, that was it. Like, it just was the last place it expressed. So I kept on thinking I was getting things treated. You know, I was going to acupuncture, deep tissue massage. I went through Rolfing. I went through the 22 series of Rolfing. I, you know, was getting, you know, quantum treatments from a dear person that's out of Oak Park. His nickname is the Wizard. I went to Bob Warwick and I said, listen, I'm in crisis. And he energetically looked at me and he said, you're living 2 weeks ahead of your body. We need to address this. And, you know, at the time, it didn't make sense.
He said you're living 2 years ahead of your body?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. What did he mean by that? I mean,
this gets into the energetics of our body. My physical body, my energy body, right? It's sort of, you know, it's where the aura is, where our electromagnetic field.
Oh, no, I mean, I understand, but where was he? I understand, and maybe you should keep talking because I don't think anybody else, well, not anybody. I mean, actually, a lot of people that we work with understand that completely.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, where did he, why was he saying that you were living 2 weeks, like, in your timeline? Because we have different timelines, different dimensions.
Yes.
We can jump out of body, stay in body.
I was out of body. I was not just living in the present.
Oh, I get it.
And you know, and again, people listening are probably like, okay, what is Lori trying to say? I guess what I would say is, for a living, I did large IT projects implementation. So, naturally, I was living off Microsoft project plans with all of my teams, and everything is about what are we driving to the next day, the next week, the next month. You know, I did three-year, five-year projects, you know. So I was always sort of planning and forecasting and sort of reacting to the present time, but always forecasting. And at some point, our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, they work with what we're doing day in and day out. So if I'm living in a fire drill, my body's in a fire drill, my mind is living in a fire drill, I'm basing everything on what's coming up, and I start to jump out of my body.
Right. And so I want to add to that.
Yeah.
So first of all, you're spot on, right? And for me, and this is a boundary issue, because we have to have healthy boundaries so that we don't take on everybody's stuff. But as a quantum energy healer and intuitive, a medical intuitive, this is not good. I tend to just be overly concerned. I may not be telling people about my over concern, but you can, you know, like I'll tell you that's how I'm feeling inside, right? And I may not even know you. I may be walking past your house and I can feel what's going on inside.
Yeah.
And so because, like, I'll just say that's happening now, like, with one of my neighbors. And I know that there's abuse going on in there. And my right hand, like, was painful. And I mean painful. Apparently, I know who that person hurt her hand right here. Mm. It's not my pain. I don't have anything wrong. Yeah. And, you know, to make sure that it's not my pain, I channel it, right? Is this my energy, right? Mm-hmm. If it's not my energy, you know, I either return to sender or give it to God. In this case, I definitely gave it to God. I don't want to send it back to that person. God forbid, she's already in enough pain,
yeah.
Right? And her energy is jumping out of her body,
yeah.
Which is why it's coming to me, because I'm the one who's going, oh, I want to help fix the world,
mm-hmm.
Which is not necessarily a good thought from people. So if you hold that thought from, try to lose it.
It takes a toll.
It does, because, you know, we're both on similar paths, in helping people to learn. And I've recently, you know, I've always been playing with frequency medicine since 2014 when my doctor introduced me to precision sound frequency, the BOD. And I've recently really upped the game. I mean, like, I have technology now that's, you know, that is transformational on a level that's, like, it will reverse just about anything you got.
Yeah, you're talking about the
VOD
device?
Well, the VOD precision. I'm talking about the research tool called the Rife machine.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The research tool.
Yes, the research.
We can't make any claims, and we are not.
Yep.
But that research tool is really quite amazing. And, you know, we can really give people the opportunity to have a quality of life that's different than what they're experiencing now.
Yeah. Yeah, energy.
Yeah, not getting billed, right?
I knew this was going to be fun with you. I knew I was going to laugh. I am getting, like, my cheeks right now are a little.
But you got to have joy. You know, we got to go to a quick commercial, and so it's 8:32. So, first of all, I just want to thank everybody. We've got, you know, several listeners on YouTube and Facebook, and we also have several listeners on Podbean. And let me just say this, that if you like watching the show, I thought I created a – I did. Is this it? So you can watch us on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Podbean. Or you can catch the replays on iHeartRadio, Audible, Apple, and Spotify. Okay? So follow us wherever you go. And you don't have to have the video, right? You can just listen to the audio. And I'm going to do a quick commercial. I'm just going to plug myself, because this is something I never do. People, we want to be able to serve.
Yeah.
So please subscribe to my YouTube channel, and then you're airing this on your YouTube channel too. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so now we've got comments here. Hold on. Zelda says, grand rising, beautiful queen sisters, enjoying the show. Thank you, sweet Zelda. Zelda is on Monday. So Zelda, meet Lori Urbancic. No shame.
Hi, Zelda.
Would love for you to bring Lori onto your show. So Zelda's one of her nicknames is the diabetic donut. She reversed type 2 diabetes.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. And so Zelda, I know another, we should talk about the product when we come back, because,
yeah.
And then we can come back to the stories, because I think those are important. But her products, and I've had them, are on Bethine, you fill in the blank, believable. They are so incredibly delicious that when Andrew and I tried them, and we forgot to take pictures the first time, but the second time, we went to an Amen Clinics event in Iowa, and so we bought Lori's product in advance, and we used them at the Amen events. Now, anybody who is familiar with Amen clinics know that they have a no sugar policy. Okay? And you can't have all the crap in the food, no toxins, so Lori's product qualified. And people loved it. So, and then Naima says, that's interesting. She says, my good friend fell and hurt his hip the other day, and every next day I got a sudden sharp pain in my hip and can hardly walk. I wonder if, you don't have to wonder if you're physically picking up his pain. The answer is yes. So, let me run the commercial and then, I'll just complete the thought.
Yeah.
My brother was here. He had a problem with his heel, and Andrew wakes up in the morning. He's like, damn, what's wrong with my heel? He goes, is the energy mine? No. Okay, boom. And then, of course, the pain's gone in a second. So you got to figure out, is the energy yours or not? And if it's not yours, then don't own it and give it to God. So, all right, so we'll go to a quick commercial. Female solution. Aha!
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Tucson Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers a psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Tucson Essentials re-engineered with Health Book Hut with a self-paced functional food program now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
Well, actually, the plants are no longer $99. That was the introduction rate. So, sorry about that, folks. I'm like, oh, shoot, forgot about that. That was the introduction rate, and it's now, the program is properly priced at $1,499. So, because it's basically a college-level course that goes into gut health, brain health. It helps you understand what every food does, where are all the toxins coming from. One course alone, and what essential oils you can use to mitigate certain issues. How do you lower cholesterol? How do you, support a diet that helps you reverse diabetes? And one course that I took alone was $1,000. The other course I took was $1,000. The other course I took was $500. So, I mean, $14.99 is a drop in the bucket because you're getting all of my courses rolled into one in a form that's non-scientific. Now, you can drill down and get the science, but, you're not looking to become a scientist. You're looking to just reclaim your health. So I've second graded it for everybody so they can just kind of follow. And it's a step-by-step process of getting, it's really about toxic, it's about emotional healing through toxic-free living. Because as Lori probably will attest to, I'm making an assumption here, but you're not necessarily in the happy camp when you're surrounded by all these toxins. Are you feeling happy or depressed, sad and angry or happy and joyful, right? Like, what are those emotions that go along with your body being exposed to all this toxicity?
Yeah, absolutely. When we really look at what we eat, what we breathe, the water we're drinking, and the products we use, you know, things that are in our houses that, you know, turn into the air that we're breathing, there's a lot that can become a full-time job for someone to really kind of like dig into any one of these areas. And when we lose our health, we do have to do that. And I did do that. So, I mean, I've been in deep dives with all of these. And I found out a lot of things, you know, in my health journey, which, you know, for me, I'm at 7 years since I retired. And those first few years, you know, like everything came out. By the way, when we step out of stress, right, and our body starts to kind of, I use this phrase, ratcheting down, just coming off, the full sum total of anything going on there comes out. So even, you know, for me, a year after when I retired, it came out. Like 1 year later, I was probably even sicker than when I first left because then everything came out. And then, like you said, I looked at water. I found out different things that I was drinking about water once I ran tests, tap water, and even, you know, some filtration systems don't quite get at what's in the water.
Well, you know I sell water filtration systems.
Yes, I do.
Well, and so on my site, I'll show you those real quick.
Yeah, water is huge. Water keeps coming to light, you know, what we need to do to really get the best level of water. And by the way, all those plastic water bottles that we used to walk around with, maybe we still do, you know, that plastic, that's going into our body. The average person has the size of a credit card of plastic going into their body.
Don't even get me started.
I know, it's serious.
Well, I mean, hold on. So there's that. By the way, do you know how to get rid of it?
Well, I know what I did. I did a detox with a functional medical doctor that involved clays and charcoals and a few other supplements that were grabbing onto those molecules, including glyphosate, you know, which is in fertilizer all over the place. And so I could see on tox screenings, like, the things leaving my body, like petroleum, like fluoride, like plastic particles, like petroleum. I mean, what? This is in my body? You know, these are tests that you can do when you work with functional medical doctors, people like you, you know?
Well, I will tell you that the easy way to get rid of just the microplastics alone is lemon essential oil in a veggie cap. So it'll pull out all the microplastics from your intestinal tract. It'll give you more mental acuity and a lot of energy and no crash. And you can actually replace your coffee with it. So that's what I did. Now, I think that clay and all that other stuff is fantastic as well. But if you just want to talk microplastics, right, there's that. And I wrote an article for the Topeka Health and Wellness Magazine and for Florida Women's Magazine about what these microplastics are doing. The title of the article was Killing Me Slowly, because we're not only killing ourselves, but our oceans, our water supply is so filled with plastic that there's going, by 2050, there'll be more plastic than fish. We're in what, 2023?
Yeah.
So in 27 years, if we don't change something, people, we will have more plastic in our water supply, our oceans, our lakes, and all that, the seas. We'll have more plastic there than we will fish. So you're destroying your own food supply. My husband and I, we've even taken the steps, so that's for your water bottles. Of course, we don't use plastic water bottles. And we also now start using beeswax wraps, so no plastic wrap over the food. There's a product all out there called beeswax, and it replaces plastic wrap or saran wrap, right? And I'm doing the best I can, but every shipment that I get in for anything I order is filled with flipping plastic, right? And so a lot of the more responsible manufacturers are shipping things with paper, like, you know, which you can easily reuse in the house. You can use it for other packing. But we have to make a change. This is my website where it has the water filtration systems. And the very first button, if I read this correctly, says check the pollutants in your zip code. You can test the water if you want. You're all going to get pretty much the same thing. You've got cancer-producing crap in your water. And the systems that I sell remove 220 contaminants and leave the minerals in. And why is it important to have the minerals in? Go ahead.
It's important because if you don't, it's like your body almost goes into like a starvation. You can dehydrate your body and actually reverse processes in your body that will harm your health. And it's kind of like drinking distilled water. Like if you don't,
Oh, yeah. I don't know why people are drinking distilled water.
It's just like that. It's like, you know, you start to kill yourself slowly with that.
Yeah, I had a woman that I met many years ago, really delightful woman, but she wasn't going to hear it. So I'm like, okay. So anyways, you can check the water in your zip code. This next button allows you to see the third-party tested results from the what this system does, and it's so affordable. I bought this system when I was disabled. So you don't have to buy a whole house. You know, you can get just the shower head and the tap water, you know, and you'll be good. You know, meet yourself where you're at, right?
Exactly. I mean, so, yeah, people definitely need to filter, and if someone can take a step and even get a whole house filtration system, that is awesome. There's, we could go down another deep dive into, like, plumbing. So if we're drinking water from a house or apartment building and everything's running through copper pipes, at some point people can become sensitive to copper. And another thing I found out about my health, you know, again, went down the deep dive. I had a zinc and copper imbalance. I had way too much copper. And I was taking tap water and filtering it at the time through a Neken. And that wasn't enough to get at some of the things that were in that water system. I was on a well, my own well, back, you know, years ago where I was living. And, I found out eventually I had a zinc-copper balance. And that is also very harmful to your health. Again, working with a functional medical doctor, I was able to find, you know, a number of things out about my health. And once we start looking, you know, you can find all kinds of stuff. I mean, especially, you know, you and I, we've acknowledged, you know, we're in our 50s. I'm approaching 60.
I'm going to be 60 this year, right?
You certainly don't act it, but you don't look it either. That's a compliment.
I am so fair.
Let's never act our age, please.
Oh, you know, I didn't act my age when I was younger, and I'm not going to act my age now. So there you go. Yeah, you know, so I guess not going to happen. You know, let's talk about your product, and I want to show people what you got. And I know that at this point in time, you're doing some of these products, not all of these products.
Right.
What happened to my cookies or my? Hold on. I see what I have to do. Hold on. I have to open this up so I can show people. And so, Lori made this order for us when Andrew was presenting the importance of brain health with Amen Clinics. And let me just share the screen here. So this is at the beginning. And, you know, everything is lovingly sweetened by Mother Nature. And her, I don't really have a, it's like, it's just so yummy. Like, it's just so yummy. Like, I mean.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really, really, really good. I just think that I just want people to, if you guys have questions, you can pop on to Podbean and watch it there, okay? And if you have questions, you just make a request to join. But this is how I feel about, I do have it. This is how I feel about it. Ready? Can you hear the clapping?
Oh, thank you so much, Jody. That, it fills my heart. Just have people be happy and experience joy with something that, you know, is beautiful for us to eat from this amazing planet and have something good for us.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, I got to talk about this, program belief systems. So we get programmed to believe that certain things are good for us, certain things are bad for us. And I'm going to really talk about something I think most people don't know, okay? And maybe they do, and maybe I'm just off, okay? So we... my husband and I moved to Georgia. We have this beautiful backyard where he and I are going to have our marriage celebration. We're already married, but we never really had the wedding, right?
Yay.
It was a difficult time coming down here. So I get to wear the dress. So in the backyard, I remember going, oh, honey. Well, the people who had the house before us must have really loved rhubarb. We'll get all this rhubarb, right? It's pokeweed. It looks like rhubarb, but it's pokeweed. And so, now you know Spirit's not going to let me consume something that's bad for me, right?
Right.
I listen so well. And so, I cook with it. I took the leaves off because even if it's rhubarb, you know, the leaves are toxic to us, but the stalk is fine. So I cooked with the stalk and, you know, put it in a pot, a crock pot with some meat, and it was fine. And then I find out that it's not rhubarb, it's pokeweed, and it's poisonous. So they say, it's not poisonous. What are we programmed to believe? Mm-hmm. On another woman who agrees with me, she's on YouTube, I forget her name, but basically it's medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So how many things are we being told are bad for us, okay, like fat? This is where I'm going. That are actually medicinal for us. And Lori, I know because you're studying brain health that you know the answer to this. We desperately need fat. And back in the 40s or 50s, I think it's the 50s, fat got a bad rap.
Yep.
And sugar took over, right?
Yep.
And everyone's brain was on fire. And we desperately need fat and cholesterol.
Yes.
To keep our brain intact. And matter of fact, Dr. Amen says that all these cholesterol drugs are lowering people's cholesterol, making them suicidal and homicidal. This is a bad thing.
Now, there's a lot of things that are coming to light now with health and wellness. Old beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
The food pyramid, right? You know, even, you know, drinking milk to get vitamin D. You know, all these things that, you know, we seem to have grown up on, if you're in your 50s, you know, you've heard this for a long time, and now we know those are not true. I mean, you know, if you go down the, you know, the path of, like, you know, Eastern philosophies about health, you know, even dairy is like phlegm for the body, right? So it adds a buildup, and, you know, just recently in this health education class I'm taking, We talked about how milk is one of the hardest things for your stomach to digest. Milk. By the way, an extraordinary book to read. It's called Milk! Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you, it's an interesting book. What we don't think about when we're drinking milk. Even I used to drink organic milk, and I didn't really realize what that was doing to my body. One of the many, many things that came out when I had my health crisis, you know. I mean, everything was up for grabs, you know. When your health is really degraded, you know, you got to look at everything. You know, you got to start with food and really question what we've been told. Your body knows, you know what I mean? Like, if people can get really quiet and be in, you know, zero point and be present, not living 2 weeks forward, you know, they can feel. You know, if you put something in your mouth, you can even taste. It's not going to be, does your body want that? Like, where I'm at now,
mm-hmm.
my health and wellness practices, if I put something in my mouth, within seconds, my body will tell me if it is using it as, like, good food, medicine even for me, because food can be medicine, or if it's not, you know, if my body does not want it. Like, I can feel certain vibrations in my body, and I think this is...
I feel you, honey. I can tell a lot of things people don't want me to be able to tell.
Yes, you can. I've been around you, Jody. I know it. I know how you roll.
Well, and let me talk about milk on the other side. And good morning, Charles, and good morning, Luke. Thank you both for being here. Good morning, Teddy. Thank you. Good morning, Chris, Naima, and Zelda. We're really grateful to have everybody here.
Yes, we are.
And if, you know, if you would, we've got several people on air. Please type in the thread where you're listening in from, where you're watching from. We'd be grateful to hear. Charles is calling in or listening in from Carlsbad, California. We're grateful that you're up so early in the morning at 6 o'clock there, I think.
Yeah.
So I have a different take on milk, okay? And it doesn't mean it's right for everybody.
Right.
I'm going to tell you it's not, okay? So first of all, the milk I used to eat was toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So filled with things like glyphosate, hormones, name it, right? Whatever type of toxin. So now my body is receiving milk in conjunction with these things that are harming my body. And I feel that's my body saying, when I got so sick, it started, hold on a second. It started to associate dairy with toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time it got dairy, it got toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So once I reversed my food sensitivities, those traumas, think about that. My body was traumatized literally every single time that I had dairy. And it was traumatized because the dairy had crap in it, whether it was cheese. Okay. Once I handled my traumas, I can do dairy. Now, I don't drink milk. I have cream on occasion with my coffee. And I have, on occasion, probably more occasions, cheese.
Mm-hmm.
My ice cream is not made from cream. I do coconut, you know. And it's not like I'm doing a ton of any of this stuff anyway, you know, but we need the fat.
Yeah.
And it's a healthy form of fat. But what I want to say is consider the fact that you've traumatized your body. It's gone, WTF, what did you put in me, right? It's a toxin. So now your body thinks that dairy sucks. And I am certain that there are things in dairy that are not good for most because of the way it's produced.
Right.
I think that if it's produced properly,
right,
and you've gotten rid of your traumas, which I am going to talk about for a moment, I help people to get rid of traumas, and I do it energetically. I go into all the timelines and all the dimensions of where that trauma occurred. and not only this lifetime, but past lifetimes, and I pull the traumas out. Now you're just dealing with you and your present day moment. And I'll tell you something. It gives you the freedom to explore food on a really beautiful basis.
Yeah.
And so that's just a different take on dairy.
Yeah, I hear you. And, you know, and I know people that drink milk, like, right from the farm. They'll go to the farm and get it so it doesn't go through all the processing. And you know, I think a lot of this is getting back to, like, basics. You know what I mean? Like, things before they're processed, you know, things before they're processed.
So Silvana says, your partner, right, love that you are touching on breaking the myth that we have been fed about food. After trying No Sugar Mama treats, not only are they delish, it feels like I'm eating real food. My taste buds love it. I just got shivers all over my body. My taste buds love it, and my body loves it. You know, thank you for saying that, because there's so many myths about food, and they did that to keep us down, you know?
Yeah. Everybody knows real food. That's probably the biggest, I think, testimonial that I get from people is that it tastes like it's good for you. And, you know, when I eat it, I feel like I've gotten nourishment. You know, to me, that's just a beautiful testimonial to when we have really good things for our body, it just feels that way. And, you know, it's a blessing, right? Because we can still have snacks and desserts, and we don't have to give it up. And I mean, that's, you know, food is life, right? Food is life, and we're blessed to live on this amazing planet. Mother Earth gives us so much freely, selfishly. She doesn't ask for anything in return. We can work with these amazing foods, and they're fuel for our body. And, you know, like chocolate chippies, you know, I had some the other day for breakfast. I did not think twice about having a chocolate chippy.
I want you to shift the conversation for me because, and let me just, I'm going to state something first and then I want you to do it, because I think what's going to happen, we're going to have what's called cognitive dissonance.
Yep.
And people aren't going to get it the first time. At least some people won't get it. Maybe they all will because of who's listening. But you can have chocolate for breakfast. It's an antioxidant. It's probably one of the strong, big, you know, most powerful antioxidants on the planet. Depending on what's in your cookie, okay, it will nourish your body.
Yes.
And it can, taste good.
Yes. Yes, it can. It's guiltless, right? You know, that's I think, the thing with food, too. Things that are guiltless that, you know, we don't have to, like, we're not cheating by having them. Thank you for that. That's so fun.
Eat good stuff, eat fun, give back, eat healthy, right?
Yes, that is what it's about. I mean, you know, I didn't set out to be an entrepreneur. I didn't set out to be a food person per se. I just became a person that the functional medical doctor said, you need to strip out dairy, gluten, processed sugar, soy, eggs. By the way, coffee and alcohol were also on the list. All that went. And when I had a food sensitivity test, things like vanilla were coming up and tapioca and a number of things. And when I added it all up, Jody, I thought, oh, my God, life as I know it, it's gone. I cannot have a dessert. There's no dessert out there. There's no cookie. There's no pie. There's no donut. And I tell you what, I went through a depression period. I literally felt like, oh, my God, this is the rest of my life. And you know, I don't want to treat it lightly by just glazing over it, but the gravity of not only do I hurt, I'm sick, I don't really know what's wrong, and now I can't even have, like, a treat. Like, I just was beside myself. I could feel
Well, I think what you're doing and saying is very important. You see, I looked at it completely differently when that happened to me, because I had 135 food sensitivities, Andrew had 165, right?
Yep.
I now reverse these for people in an hour. all of them. Allergies is one session, food sensitivities is another session. But what I want to say is that when I got that result, I was like so flippin' happy. I had the opposite react. I didn't care that I couldn't have coffee for 10 years. I didn't care that I couldn't have chocolate for 5 years. I actually added coffee back into my diet this week.
Nice.
For the first time since 2013.
Yeah.
But I don't have it on a daily basis. I'll have it once every few weeks.
Yeah, it's a treat.
Right.
Yes. Well, I agree with that fact, too. 2 years ago, I allow myself to have it once a week. And it's a treat. And, you know, everybody's different. You know, that's the beauty of this planet. You know, we're all on our unique journey. And,
well, look what Luke Mungo says. No Sugar Mama has the best treats I've ever had, and they are healthy. And Lori is an amazing being. Chocolate tippies for breakfast. Thank you, Luke. You know, I couldn't agree more, and I want to go back to what I was saying is that, you know, I looked at that as a gift because I wanted my health back more than I wanted anything.
Right.
Like, I didn't really give a flip. Like, I didn't care what I couldn't have.
Yeah.
I mean, I, like you, I could have, I can't remember which one it was, I think I could have egg whites, but I couldn't have egg yolks. Which, by the way, that's a big thing, because egg yolks are, you know, that's where you get your vitamin D, you need it for your brain health, you know, so, I mean, so we really need to reverse these food sensitivities, which I can do either in person or virtually. Sorry, I just have to let people know that there is a choice, there is a solution, and it's not hard and it's not expensive. But if you have to make these choices, it's temporary.
Yeah.
Okay? So what is he saying? Glad you two are doing this day before the summer solstice. Okay. Why before the summer solstice? Like, enlighten me, because I don't know. Why is this important to do before the summer solstice? You know, I don't know everything. Sorry. I need help.
Luke's going to tell us.
I know. He's amazing. I love Luke. He's got really great energy.
He has a real desire to help kids. He absolutely does. That's one of his life purpose passions, helping children.
Well, and thank you, Luke, for that. Where, you know, it's important that children receive love, compassion, grace, and the opportunity to live in a toxic-free environment.
Yeah.
Right? So, we have to do one more commercial. I'm just gonna, since I'm not gonna be offering my $99 program, it's now $1,499. I'm not gonna run the commercial. But there's other ones I can run. But I'll just run a couple quick commercials. Don't leave us. Hang tight and if you have questions for Lori, go ahead and post them. Like, if you have questions about her food, how she's preparing it. And Lori, we should have you share about what's in your recipes and
yeah,
where we can get them, you know.
Yeah.
So let me just run a couple quick commercials here. Let's see.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Here. Luke says, thank you. The solstice is a powerful day. You two talking today is an amazing energetic thing for the planet, and the strong sun energy is coming in. Thank you. Yeah, so, and here's the thing. I'm actually going to put this request out there. Who's ever listening,
take this on, please, at whatever form that you can. Be a steward of our planet.
Yeah.
Find ways to support it. Pick up the garbage on the side of the road. When you go walking, bring a bag. Clean it up. That's what I used to do.
Yeah.
Before I even woke up, I would go walking, and I took a plastic bag, and I'd pick up everybody else's flipping garbage. Right?
Yeah.
Start where you can. So.
Yeah, Jody, there's a new humanity pledge that I've read and I've signed up for, and it's available. Maybe we can share it as a link. It's really how to support planet Earth and be, you know, really a new humanity for what we need to do at this point in the evolution. And it's just things, just as you said, and we talked about plastics, picking up plastics, doing a better job, you know, not using plastic water bottles, right? You know, like you talked about the bees wrap, you know, there's so many things that we need to be doing. I'd love to share that new humanity pledge. It really made me think. It grabbed me in my heart when I read it, and it's just basically like, here's how I'm going to support the Earth, and it's just like pledging it. It's going around. It's on a link. I can get that and share that.
Yeah. Put it in the private chat, and I'll post it for everybody.
I will.
And if people have questions that they want to ask, you know, this is a great time to ask those questions. We're not taking phone calls today. We're trying this out without the Blog Talk. Naeem is running this on Blog Talk for us. Thank you, Naeem Latif, our executive producer, for running Blog Talk for us from Chicago. We were running into so many interferences with the show. It just wasn't working. And so we want to make sure that we're supporting Blog Talk, but we also wanted to make sure we could support people actually hearing what was being said. So people couldn't hear what was being said.
Okay.
If you have questions, we'd love for you to post them in the thread. And again, where are you listening in from, right? So, you know, are you listening in from, you know, Arizona? Are you listening in from, you know, Illinois? Where are you listening in from? So it's called the New Humanity Pledge. Okay, so let me pull that up, and I'm going to
I think anybody that takes a look at that, you know, I hope they're moved. I felt it in my heart, and I just thought, wow, you know, I need to sign up, and I need to support Earth in as many ways as I can. And I think we all know that we're at a serious point.
This is new. They only have 6,351 people.
Yeah, it's just started really recently, and it's been building. I remember when it had 291 people on it. Actually, 86. So it's growing.
Guys, we really need to support this. I'm going to pull it up. Hold on.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, so we're going to take a minute for this, okay?
Yes.
So New Humanity Pledge. Creating coexistence together, join the movement, a new humanity must rise, a declaration of who we are and actions we propose, a new humankind that recognizes the interconnectedness of all life and lives in harmony with the Earth and all its inhabitants is urgently needed. We only have, at this point, 6,351 people who have pledged to birth a new humanity. Now it's your turn. And so I'll put this in the
thank you, Jody.
In the link. People, I don't know if anybody, you know, I know I have lots of people who I've connected with, but I don't know if they've ever seen my or read my website because this is kind of important, and I will, I'm going to bring it up because we're not selling a product here, we're selling a mission. So if I go to my about, I go to our our values, right? So I'm just going to make this bigger before I show it here. What these other people are doing really resonates with me. Here we go. Susan Essentials key values, you know, integrity, you know, we'll do the right thing for you in a reliable way. And we know no one person is perfect, but the Susan Essentials team will always rise up and take the high road and serve the highest good. We talk about transparency, and then I'm just going to go in here, which is really what I want to talk about, is sustainability. And that is, we are stewards of our planet, and that means we take pride and care in nurturing Mother Earth, and we learn daily how we can always do a better job to sustain the Earth, its atmosphere, the animals, insects, fish, and humans that all make living well a possibility. And so, and then, of course, compassion for the human spirit. You know, our inner light, our spirit is what drives us to achieve more tomorrow than we did today. And we aim to raise the consciousness of the planet, eliminate self-doubt and limiting beliefs. And we focus on lifting people up. We ask the hard questions so people become more self-aware. At the end of the day, they lift themselves up to higher, you know, they lift themselves up higher along with others to a level they may not have imagined at this point in time. And this mindset leads to giving grace and compassion for all fellow humans.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And so that's why I think it's also so important going back to this other company here, newhumanitypledge.org. We need to support these companies, right? We need to support No Sugar Mama. We need to support the companies that are doing the right things for all the right reasons and make sure that they don't have to struggle to support us in doing the right things, right?
Yeah.
So part of that means that we have to start supporting the businesses that are supporting the Earth.
Yes. Yes, I feel that very strongly. You know, I say for me, No Sugar Mama, it's for humanity and the Earth. And I really, what I want to say is that we're here to learn, grow, and be of service, you know, on this planet. And yes, we need money to live and have transactional things so that we can, you know, pay for our living and drive cars and all that. But yet at the end of the day, you know, we're here also to really tap into our divinity and connect to the divinity of all and just support each other. And we can do that. My expression of that is with food, right? And that is, you know, giving back, you know, 10% of the profits to Mother Earth and humanity. And, you know, really empowering people with the company that I'm building up. And I'm excited to just partner, you know, like with you, Jody, and so many other people that I've met as I've been working with No Sugar Mama. Because, like we mentioned, Lori Murphy a while ago, Murphy's, you know, health food store and juice bar in Libertyville, she's been doing that as well. You know, so there's a network of people that just keeps on connecting and sharing and supporting. And, you know, we're just trying to do everything we can to heal ourselves, help others heal, and heal the planet. And that, at the end of the day, I mean, that really is my big vision.
Same here. So, all day, right? And Charles Key out of California has a question for you about agave first.
Yeah. So, you know, agave is one of those types of sweeteners that when you hear about it, people will say there's mixed reviews about agave, right? Because, you know, we start talking about there's processing that occurs that have, you know, a fructose, right? And fructose is not something that really isn't the highest good for our body. It's healthier than many sweeteners. For instance, if you put it up against cane sugar, agave is going to be healthier. But when I think about, you know, No Sugar Mama, right, I would not use agave now as a sweetener product. When I first was experimenting in it,
why don't you tell me what happened?
Because fructose is just, in terms of like a science, you know, I'm not going to be able to give you like a science of it in the body, but I'll just say fructose to your systems, it just, it's going to send some scrambling messages to your system. That's my watered down, just, you know, sitting here chatting with you about, if I'm going to put honey in my body, or I'm going to put maple syrup, you know, they're not going to have that kind of effect on my system the way something with fructose does. And that's the simplest way that I would explain it. You know, cane sugar, beet sugar, same kind of thing. You know, it just, it spikes the blood sugar. And it,
now, if you want to have the whole beet, that's fine.
Exactly. Right? If you would have the whole beet, it would be different.
Right. And so I decided just to take the liberty of, I always look things up, right, just because it's easier that way of a reference tool. So I did this, and I did a couple. Agave is not a healthful replacement for table sugar. While it's less harmful, as Lori was saying, and more natural, people who are closely managing blood glucose should avoid agave. The high fructose content can reduce insulin sensitivity and may worsen liver health. It's also a higher calorie sweetener than table sugar. And so I've never really liked or used agave. And then if you go to Amen Clinics, let me just go here, because some people may or may not know, I'm finishing up my brain health certification with Amen Clinics. And Amen Clinics is they focus on brain health, which controls every organ, tissue, and cell in your body. And they talk about, well, what foods and nutrients support managing all the labels that we're given, ADD, depression, anxiety, you know, things like that. So let me just share this screen.
And when you start looking at the health stats too, Jody, as you're looking that up, I'm working on a health coach training through the Institute of Brain Education out of Sedona, Arizona. Some of the stats on what's happening now with cancers, diabetes, mental health issues, staggering, and you know, all roads are leading to the gut, you know, in many instances, right? What are we putting in our bodies?
So I really, let me talk about that. So,
yeah.
So my tagline for my business is emotional healing, toxic-free living. Why? So back in 2014, I'm in like my second year of my health journey, and I'm watching the docuseries, The Truth About Cancer, right? And what did it say? It said, well, you can eat all the organic food that you want, and you're still going to get cancer. Why? Because if you're not taking care of your thoughts, your mental health, your emotional well-being, your thoughts drive your health. So I know people, and I'm not advocating for this, who smoke, they drink, and they're going to live to like 100, you know, plus, and they're going to be fairly healthy because they're so flippin' happy.
Yeah.
Right? Am I advocating for those behaviors? No, I'm not. I am advocating for the happy. Right? I'm advocating for the happy gene, the happiness factor. And so, but most of us can't do what those other people are doing. I don't have that gene.
Right.
And Luke says here, we're not selling a product, we're selling a mission. And he's absolutely right, right? Thank you, Luke. And Chris from Arizona says, Luke, I realize that we're speaking about health and diet changes. This becomes a physical thing. And Charles says, what are better what are better already? Oh, alternatives.
Alternatives.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I mean, we said a few of them. I mean, you know, Joey, chime in too. I mean, maple syrup. It's a prebiotic. It's good for the gut. Maple syrup.
Yeah, I like maple syrup, although if you're diabetic, I'm going to suggest something else. So,
yep.
So first of all, neither one of us are doctors.
Yep, we're not.
We have not analyzed you, and we don't know specifically what's best for your body. So you can either see one of us, or you can see a doctor or, you know, a practitioner in your area or whatever. But I really like monk fruit. It's zero glycemic index. I like honey.
Yep.
However, if you're diabetic, wouldn't be touching it.
Yep.
And if you need honey for an immune system, do you play a doctor on TV? Right now I do. and I always say that. It's so funny. What else do I like? I use coconut sugar. I use date syrup. Date syrup is actually one of my favorites. It's so chock full of minerals. It's crazy. Date lady, right?
Love the date lady. I was just going to say, dates have more potassium than a banana. They're great for digestion. They've got magnesium in there and so many trace minerals. They're spectacular. In fact, date lady is in No Sugar Mama products, absolutely. And Yacon syrup, that's another one that's a little bit, you know, you don't
what kind of syrup?
Yacon, Y-A-C-O-N.
Y-A-C-O-N.
I love Yacon syrup. I absolutely use that, you know, in my personal life, too. I mean, I'm telling you things about my personal life, too, in addition to No Sugar Mama. Yacon is in the tuber family, and it's such a rich, decadent kind of a syrup. So,
well, spirit likes it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to tell you what I'm reading. It's very functional. It's a fermentable fiber. So fermentation is awesome for your gut. It's high in antioxidants and potassium. Effective against constipation and may lower blood sugar levels. It's also high in antioxidants. And, it's duplicating itself. Sorry. So high in antioxidants.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know what antioxidants are, they fight the free radicals or the damaged cells in your body. Because let's get our yacon on.
Charles, I love it.
Me too.
Charles.
And then we have twice as fit on here. So Sean and Alex. Thank you for doing the great work, Lori. No Sugar Mama is rooted in purpose, woven with intention.
Oh, my vision partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to say, yes, I mean, that's huge. These gentlemen with twice as fit, one of the things that helped me in my health recovery, my body lost the ability to move in three planes of movement. I didn't even know I was supposed to move in three planes of movement, and thankfully, a chiropractor recommended me to twice as fit, and it's one of those decisions that, like, you know, it just keeps on paying dividends because Sean and Alex, they've got a great movement system, and they know how to help your body be in its best form is what I want to say.
Yeah, I mean, they are amazing. We had them on the show when I was living in Illinois.
Yep.
You know, one of the ways that I like to get into shape, and I don't teach people this, so go to Twice as Fit.
They got amazing videos on YouTube. They're free. Go hit them up.
Well, and they're on my YouTube channel as well, right? So what was I going to say? Oh, so I live in a very hilly area here in Marietta, Georgia, and I just go walking. I don't have to run. It'll work my hips. It'll work my calves. It works all the muscles. We garden, and we're pulling, like, the vines off of these 100-foot trees. So I'm using all the different body parts. I feel like if you go to a gym, I mean, that's great if that works for you. but for me, experiencing the gardening and using all the different muscles that I would have to use to function in life,
yeah.
Right? That's how that works.
Yeah.
Oh, so Teddy likes organic stevia, no risk. I like stevia, too, a lot. Not everybody loves stevia, and that's okay.
That's not one that No Sugar Mama uses in products. I'll just say that.
So what's your beef with stevia?
You know, I don't know if I want to say it's a beef per se. You know,
it's pork.
What's my pork with stevia?
What's your pork with stevia?
You're so good for me, Jody. You make me crack up. I mean, you know, here's the thing.
Oh, here's what the issue is.
First of all, there's a scent to stevia that, like, I even know it's in a food before I eat it. So as I start drawing it to go into my mouth, I'm like, oh, I think I smell stevia. When I eat stevia, I feel an energy ripple in my body. So you and I were talking about energies and how we feel things.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a clue to me that, okay, I don't know that I like this. When I taste stevia, this is my phrasing. I don't want to take anything away if someone's comfortable for stevia, you know, with stevia.
Well, let me just preface this. Your body is different than someone else's body.
Yes.
But I want to make sure, I don't want anybody, like, changing because of what either of us are saying.
Exactly.
I want you to honor your own body and how your body vibrates with whatever food it is.
Right, right.
Okay, go ahead.
So for me, stevia has, I'm going to use this phrase, hyper sweet.
Okay.
Hyper sweet. Now, true story. When I first had a round of products that, when I was looking at different bakers and things, when someone used something that had stevia on one of my products, and not, you know, I didn't sell them or anything. I was, you know, this is test mode. I could seriously taste how much it all altered the taste. And I thought, you know, if there was any doubt in my mind, you know, no, I'm not going to be going to stevia because it changes the taste. I feel like it was overpowering in my own product. I could taste the overpowering. Now,
yeah, I feel like it works with some ingredients and not with others.
Yeah.
Like I actually, you know, I started drinking soda. Don't laugh. Don't get scared either. It's called Zevia.
Yes, I know about Zevia.
First beer. So yes. I have it every day? No, I probably have it like once a week, twice a week. I have a can, and it's a responsibly produced can. So Vega's squawking. She's saying she wants to come up.
The birds are talking.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to finish sharing? And while you're sharing, I'm going to run downstairs and get the girls.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll share.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to do one other thing here. I'm going to give you the, let me just see if I can do this. There we go. Okay. Go
for it. Oh, my goodness. What a blessing. Just for everybody that's joined, just thank you so much for spending time this morning on Jody's beautiful show. I'm really honored to be here, and just thank you. Jody shared some of my information. www.nosugarmama.us is the website. I've got a newsletter I'm putting together. What I really want to say is that this is like just my best offering to help people enjoy healthy snacks and desserts. I mean, from my heart and all of my personal experience, when I lost health and then I had the grace to receive a lot of support from a lot of amazing companies and individuals that helped me regain my health, I knew there was a reason. No Sugar Mama is the reason for me. Eat healthy, eat good stuff, eat fun, and give back. Those phrases mean so much to me about what I'm really after when people have a snack and dessert. It's fun, they're happy, it's good for them, right? And when we're happy and when we're 100% positivity and living in gratitude, we're better, we help our families and friends feel better. And guess what? We heal the planet, and that's really what No Sugar Mama is about. There's also an emphasis on just giving back, and so 10% of my profits will go towards humanity, and Joey's got the bird on her head.
Hey, you know, it's a privilege of wings, I'm just telling you. She she goes where she wants to go, and
it's
I don't necessarily have a choice in the matter. So,
I've held one of your birds when you were living in
yeah, amazing. Bagala would have allowed that. Tinkerbell's still a little shy. She's more the introvert. I'll bring her up here. Just say hi to everybody, and then you can go back, okay?
Oh, nice.
Okay, if you say hello, Tinkerbell, we'll let you go right back to where you're at, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
She's so shy. You can let go.
These are famous birds, Jody. Oh, my goodness. Look how beautiful they are together.
Oh, my gosh.
Birds. I mean, they're just good-looking birds. And I love the chocolate colors. We got some red for... We got some sacral orange in there. Look, dig
well,
it out.
And talk about the heart chakra.
Heart chakra. Texas in there. That's, I'll tell you what. If anybody asks me what's the journey of Gloria Bancic and No Sugar Mama, was a journey back to my third chakra, my empowerment, my self-love. And, I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to that. Love ourselves.
Yes.
Take care of ourselves. And then everything just comes from that.
I agree. So your third chakra is your solar plexus, right?
Solar plexus. It's your power. It's your self-worth.
Well, and, you know, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
That is one of my goals. Actually, it's one of my major goals is to have people have self-love,
yeah.
Self-empowerment. Be willing to speak their truth,
yeah.
And have it be okay that it doesn't align with someone else's truth.
Right.
But I think the important thing is to listen to someone else's truth.
Yeah.
Maybe you're hearing it for your friend because for them stevia is good, but for you the only thing that's good is date syrup, right?
Right.
Like, what, here was the bunk that we were fed. We're all supposed to be the same. We're not. Sorry. We are all different, and that's why God came up with like 25 different sweeteners, right? Right?
Yeah.
That's why he has all different types of starches. He has I don't know how many different vegetables. He has all these different meats.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not supposed to be the same. Our bodies need things that are different. Stop expecting everybody to be just like you.
Right.
Right? So, you know, lose that expectation.
Yeah. That's our journey. That's our journey.
Charles T says, great show, ladies. Thank you for sharing your expertise with me today. God bless your both. Thank you, Charles.
And Charles,
how are you feeling? It occurs to me that you really turned a corner in your health journey. So if you're willing to share about without sharing, we'll just say, because I don't want you sharing, because I almost got kicked off of YouTube for that. So let's just say Charles used something that a lot of people used during the last 3 years, and it didn't bode well for his body, but I'd like to know if he's feeling better. So, you know, I'm sure you guys all know what I'm talking about, the carrot juice. So, and it was made from carrots. So, just saying, it's freezing in here. I think I still have the air conditioning on for sleep, which is at like 69.
Wow.
Otherwise, it gets really, really hot in here.
I know, Georgia's hot. It's hot.
Oh. And you got to sleep in the cold.
Yeah.
What is it that you really want people to know that's important to you that made a big difference for you when you were reclaiming your health? And I'm just going to go over here and make it a different temperature, but I'll be like 2 feet away. Go ahead.
There's a few things that come to mind. Number one is when our health is getting our attention, there's something that we need to do that's different than we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think surrendering to that and just understanding that with love you got a message or messages. And so think about doing something different. For me, I had to let go of certain behaviors that had me successful in a corporate career, yet took me away from other things that were important in my life, including my own self-care, time with family and friends, and, you know, sharing my skills and gifts and experience and time with other people. When I was working 80 hours a week, I wasn't doing those things. So I think our lives are asking for our help by the time we get into some serious health situations, or even, you know, they don't have to be so serious when something's going on. It's waking us up. I think the other thing that I would say is say yes more instead of no. Say yes. And I'm so much better at it. And once my mind got wrapped around, like, what does that really mean? Yes, if something's coming to you, it's asking for your attention. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm so, you know, driven to, you know, maybe get something done, make a task complete, you know, check a, you know, little thing off my list, you know, but I don't have time for something. And it's like, you know what, just say yes to it, Lori. Your list will get done, say yes. And so yes has opened me up to a lot of people, situations, experiences, foods, music, spices, you name it. Yes just keeps coming. And now I have fun with it. Yes, I don't have time for that. Yes, I have time for that. And every time I say yes, my life expands in ways I can't even imagine.
And so I think that's such a powerful thought to share.
Yeah.
And when you study brain health, there's this thing called the ACG. It's part of our brain. It gets stuck. It's our gear shifter, right?
Mm.
And a lot of people are geared to say no.
Yeah.
And I believe, was I? Yeah. So I was one of those people.
I right? said no more. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, and then when people say no, people feel like they're being made wrong. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
And so how can we find people right and say, even, for instance, let's talk about agave again, right? So you could go, yes, it does taste sweet. Yes, it's better than sugar. And it's a yes and statement. And
yes.
What I like even better than agave is date syrup.
That's
right.
Right.
So they're called yes and statements. So we have to find a way to find people right, find something we like,
yeah.
And then yes, and we can also look at this.
Yeah.
And that's how we shift our mindset and retrain our brain to think and be and live differently.
Yeah, that's great advice, Jody, and what I want to say to that is that, you know, we can wake our brains up. We don't have to stay in these fight or flight modes that our lifestyle can tempt us into operating in. What am I saying? I'm just saying that we are geared towards survival, and it's like, I think our nose, there's some rootedness, like in that reptilian brain would have judged something right away. Yes, that's good. No, that's not. And I mean, I catch myself more now. I work with a group called, you know, Body and Brain on a number of principles, and like they really...
Brain organization, by the way.
Right. Take back our brains. And so it's like a calculation, right? So if I'm doing calculations, yes, no, it's, you know, why not both, right? And that's what you said, you know, yes and. You know, we're in a both and time period now.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to take a step back and just say, you know, we don't know what we really don't know. And, you know, what are we basing things on? And I catch myself all the time making snap judgments about things. And it's like, no, catch myself and step back and just take another look at it. And, you know, I think that's part of all of us just being able to express and, you know, none of us knows. We didn't come down here with a manual, as far as I know. Now, Jody, if you got a manual and you've been, you know, how to do planet Earth, would you please share it with me? Because I didn't get that manual. I know this. If I stay in my heart, I'm going to make really empowered decisions, and I'm going to be connected with others. You know, if I stay in my head sometimes, you know, I may kind of like not be in that same space. The heart, as we know, because of the Heart Math Institute, I think the force field of the heart is 60 times more powerful, right, than the head. Like, these are powerful ways to live. And our lives and planet Earth right now, we're asking all of ourselves to drop more on the heart. We're going to be better when we're in our heart.
So you asked me a question, do I have a manual?
Yeah, did you come down here with a, here's how to do planet Earth?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. There's my manual. Listen to God. Mm-hmm. Choose divine guidance. Stop being influenced by other people who don't also listen to God. And even if they do listen to God, the message for them is most likely different than it is for you. Meaning, you have a past that is different than the person standing next to you, and be okay with that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that God's giving a different message, meaning, you know, we're supposed to, you know, give grace. We're supposed to be love. And I don't use the word supposed to or should very often, but in this context I will. Give grace, be love, have forgiveness for people, and most of all, have it for yourself. That's my manual. My manual is bring God into your heart. And I wanted to say, I'm a Christ follower. But you don't have to be, because I don't put that expectation. I think Christ came to us in many different forms. And so if you're Jewish like I was, you know, you can still be love and do all that, right? I'm more spiritual than I am religious.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to read the book. What you need to do is learn to quiet your mind. Love on yourself. Be the peace that you want to see in the world. When somebody makes you angry, and you know I just wrote an article on this, right? Because I shared it with you. It'll be published in Florida Women's Magazine and Topeka Health and Wellness. When someone makes you angry, instead of getting really mad, I mean, you can be angry, but then give it to God really quickly and ask, what is the lesson? And give up the word mistake. That's my other part of my manual. Give up the word mistake and exchange it for the word lesson. What am I supposed to learn? What's the lesson for me? And how can I become a better version of myself from this lesson? And I think that if you have that short manual, which probably could fit on a page, life gets really simple, really quick.
Yeah.
We don't need a big Bible. Bibles are great. They have great stories and they teach lessons. I am to the point where I just go into meditation and I listen to God and what He wants me to do at this point in time. That's how I operate. You got to be where you're at, wherever you are, who's listening, and get to where you need to be on your path. But my suggestion is listen to God the best that you can. And actually, there's several people on this who've been listening today that own the BOD, the Bioacoustic Sound Frequency Device.
Yeah.
The number one way I was able to listen to God was to get the brain chatter out of my head, and it was using the precision sound frequency.
Yeah.
Because it just got that out. So that's my manual.
Wow. Thank you for sharing, Jody. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Take that in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and speaking of the BOD,
mm-hmm.
I had a pivotal experience with that BOD when you and Andrew let me use that We were as we opened the show, we talked about the market. Yeah, that device in a very short amount of time, it hit my spine. I could feel, I mean, that's like nothing that I've ever experienced before. And I have a Beamer, so I use a Beamer, right? You know. But the BOD was just on some level just amazing. I really felt like it got into my spine. It was on fire that night after I left that marketplace. And I experienced deep healing with that.
Well, it does a reason. There's two things that I've been meaning to say. One, let's talk about the spine. You're talking about chiropractic, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't heal unless the spine's aligned. So you got to see a chiropractor if your spine's not aligned. If you're walking, your spine's not aligned. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Just saying. Number two, why is the BOD so incredible? Lisa was, I mean, it's incredible for me. It's incredible for a lot of people. Because it does a reset on the neural network of the brain on a trauma, setting it back to baseline. So the baseline is pre-trauma.
Yeah.
It quiets the brain chatter. So if you're looking just to get rid of brain chatter alone, and that anxiety, having a BOD, and it's only like $540. Like, I'm sorry, you can't really get much.
Very reasonable for that device.
Mm-hmm.
My 2 cents on it.
Yeah. And so, to me, it's just amazing. It's neuroplasticity in a box. And I have a lot of people who use it that come to me and say, hey, I started having this weird dream or this memory of, and then fill in the blank. Over time, as you quiet the mind, and depending on where you are in your health journey, it will unlock the cabinet of those memories and traumas that are locked in a box, in a file cabinet in your brain. When your body's ready to release it.
Yeah.
And then you can give that trauma or poor memory to God because you don't need it. And because only 5% for most of us of our thoughts are conscious and 95% is unconscious, that means that 95% of our thoughts, those patterns, are running our lives.
Yes.
We like to balance that playing field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would want to balance. You know, in my days, in my career, had I had something like that, you know, things could have been different maybe in my journey. And as you and I know, you know, our journeys are journeys. So, like, we can't go back and say, oh, if this would have happened, it would have been better. No, we're living our journey. Yet, you know, that device, the BOD, I felt like it got into my spine that night because when I saw x-rays of my spine, I knew areas that had been compromised. And I mean, that I felt like the BOD went right into those areas, in the cervical neck, in the thoracic, and then in the lumbar. I mean, especially the cervical. A lot of people have, our neck is, right, the connection between, right, the body, between the gut, in our brain is the neck. Everything's got to flow through. Our lymph's in our neck. Our so many nerves are in our neck. And if we have compromises in our cervical neck, which many people do because of forward head posture, it starts to throw the integrity of the whole spine off. Right?
Well, what the BOD is doing, like the chiropractor, is removing interferences.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, having a way to remove an interference, which is what it did for you in your spine, right? So if there was, the reason you felt it in those areas is because there was an interference there, an energetic interference. So your brain was trying to do what your brain does.
Yeah.
You're wearing the BOD, and that frequency removed the interference.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, okay, what other interferences can we remove?
Right.
Right. Well, you know, and then as you go through life, we're collecting things every day, right? I mean, we're bumping ourselves. We, you know, subject ourselves to a repetitive motion, you know, for 10 hours because we got a big deadline. You know, you name it. You know what I mean? We're carrying big things and we're, our spines, you know, as we're dragging things, you know, like a half a mile to the, you know, wherever we're going to walk with our backpack. I mean, we all do this stuff. We didn't know. And then all of a sudden, you know, you start getting into being in your 50s. You know, things start shifting a little bit in your body. And you know what?
And for me, it started shifting at 30.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's not forget, our soul also starts talking with us, too, about our life journey. And, I mean, you know, this could be a whole other show that you and I could talk about. I didn't realize when I was working those hours that there was something inside telling me to wake up and pay attention. And I didn't know what that voice was. And then it came around again 7 years later, said, Lori, you weren't listening then. We got to ante up the message because we got to get your attention. And I have to say, you know, it got my attention. But by then, a lot more had declined in my health. And so it became a bigger crisis. But I came out of that now knowing I spend time every day to connect to the deepest part of my divinity, my soul, my bright spirit, my truest self, so that I'm clear and connected with me, and then I can bring that out to everybody. And Jody, I know you do that too, and that's that interiority that we need to have that relationship with, right?
I totally agree. You know, like the exposure, the overexposure I had to the electromagnetic frequencies, you know, that was a game changer for me. You called me. I was in bed. I had two Centropics. It's the new, you know, Beamer.
Yeah.
I had one under me and on top of me, and then I had a Faraday blanket wrapping me in the, because otherwise I would be dead. I mean, literally dead. When you called me, it was to talk, I'm like, Lori, I'm in bed, right? And they, every time you were calling me, I'm in bed, right?
Yeah, I was worried about you. I thought, this is unlike Jody. And then to talk to you, I thought, my gosh.
And I was doing my best to be present, but I was nearly dead. I mean, the doctor who came, and, you know, it's another show, and it actually is already published. But the doctor that came, we did a house call. It's like, I won't lie, it doesn't look good. And in 12 days, I reversed it all.
Oh.
He thought I was dying, and I thought I was dying. And God came to me and said I was dying. He said, you need to do things that you need to do fast. And so it's a thing, people. I'm going to end the show with this. Listen to the signals.
Yeah.
Stop making excuses. And stop denying what's really happening. We are geared to deny what's right in front of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. We got one precious life. Let's live it for our highest good and the highest good of all on the planet.
So I want to how to get in touch with you, Lori, and how to get your product. Can you kindly tell me all the places right now that are offering No Sugar Mama products, especially those chocolate chippies?
Yes, I will. I've got some social media that has some information, too, that people can reference. Here's where they're at. Murphy's Health Food Store and Juice Bar in Libertyville, Illinois. Rosie's Gluten-Free Desserts. She's currently in Woodstock. She's going to be moving to Crystal Lake. Organic Roots, Umar Asha, Barrington location, and Algonquin location. Crystal Lake Health Food Store, Laura and Lori, beautiful co-owners. And New Lenox, my old hometown, they just agreed. And Natural Choices, Tony, a firefighter, and his mom, Susan, co-own the store, and that is down in New Lenox. And I'm working with a number of other retailers that have expressed an interest, and so over the next few months, I'll be getting products There'll be some farmers markets that Rosie's goes to, and so we're going to do some collaboration at some farmers markets. All this will be on my social media, and I just encourage people to go to the website, www.nosugarmama.us. That's intentional. It's not .com. It's .us because No Sugar Mama, we're already going to other parts of the U.S. People are asking me to ship things. I've been doing it onesie-twosie. I'm not prepared to do it in mass, but I'm working with the baker to get something set up so people can order from my website. But I've got a newsletter. You can sign up, and I'd love you to. And just let's have the best day on purpose. And thank you so much for spending time with me. And Jody, it's such a pleasure to be with you. You're fun.
Yeah, I'm just kidding on your Facebook page here.
Oh, I love it. There's Lori Murphy herself. We talked about her so much. And look it, she's got a No Sugar Mama shirt on.
Yep.
And there's Umar, Organic Roots.
There's you.
That's me. That's at a Body and Brain location. And UPS, they've been great to work with. That's Evan from the Crystal Lake UPS.
Mm-hmm. And now, so I think that if you're a corporation, here's Organic Roots.
Yeah.
I think that if you're a corporation, you should consider bringing these in as treats for your employees. You guys, if your employees aren't producing like the way you want, you need to stop feeding them sugar, okay? And get rid of the vending machines with the, you know, all the crap. I used to have like Snicker bars, right, all the time. I don't know how many.
That's such a good candy bar.
Here's Miss Lori Murphy, right?
Yes, she is. Oh my gosh, this woman, amazing.
Yeah, I need to buy one of your T-shirts. So.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm giving you one after this fun show. You'll be getting one of those. That's Umar's shop in Algonquin. He's amazing. His father, he started his health food store, helping his father recover his health. That's how so many people, you know, get into this business, Joni, you know?
I mean, look at how delicious this is, everybody. Wow.
Chocolate chippies. Oh, my goodness.
People maybe don't know why non-GMO is important, but you don't. So I went to Whole Foods the other day, and this is actually, it was a year ago, and I did record it. You guys, this is so funny. So I go to their bakery department, you know, I'm in Georgia, so I can't get to No Sugar Mama at that point in time. And I said to my husband, I'd really like a sweet. And I recorded this like an investigative reporter. I'm like, on the back of it, and on the wall it says, you know, we use all whole food ingredients, blah, blah, blah. And on the back of the package it says bioengineered ingredients. And I think I'm just going to share that, as a post on Facebook and LinkedIn. I invite you to follow us, right? Follow Lori, follow me. It's Susan Essentials is the name of my company. The podcast is Self-Care. You can watch this show that you've seen today on Podbean, Audible, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can watch it on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. And then follow Lori, you know, subscribe to her newsletter. And Lori's email address is, again, nosugarmama.us. SusanEssentials.com has a free download of a book and actually so many different e-books that you can select from for Toxic Free Living or My Story and things like that. So there's a lot of ways to play. If you're not big on getting emails, we get you. Then follow us on our social media. We're trying to meet you where you're at. So we love you.
We love you.
We really do. We had a lot of people here on Podbean. I just want to say thank you so very much. For showing up and for liking the show And the energy divine says, are you getting ready to end the show? And the answer is yes. Oh, yes, 10:04. Oopsie. Okay. Yes, we're getting ready to end the show. We should have, and lots of hearts on here. So we ran over. Forgive us, and we love you, and thank you, and I guess I got to end the show.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and hang tight, Lori, if you could. So God bless everybody. Here we go.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Kashakor, Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.